黄浦区2018年初三英语第二学期模拟练习一。
Part 1 Listening 1. Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture.
1. Spring is here. Farmers are busy working in the fields.
2. Was the Great Pyramid in Egypt built to keep the body of the king?
3. In the near future, we can see driverless cars on the road in Shanghai.
4. Some water towns, like Wujian, attract a lot of visitors every year.
5. Why do people celebrate the Lantern Festival in China?
6. Some robots are made to keep us company, as well as do housework at home.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 7. What time is your train leaving?
It leaves at 10. I've got 40 minutes left.
You'd better hurry, or you won't be able to catch it.
Question. What time is it now?
What time is your train leaving?
It leaves at 10. I've got 40 minutes left.
You'd better hurry, or you won't be able to catch it.
Question. What time is it now?
Eight. Jack, do you live far from your school?
About 8 kilometres. But it doesn't seem very far. There is not much traffic along this road, so it's great to travel by bike.
Question. How does Jack go to school? Jack, do you live far from your school?
About 8 kilometres. But it doesn't seem very far. There is not much traffic along this road, so it's great to travel by bike.
Question. How does Jack go to school? Nine. Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I'd like to book a room for a night.
Would you like a single room or a double room?
A single room, please.
Question. Where are the two speakers? Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I'd like to book a room for a night.
Would you like a single room or a double room?
A single room, please.
Question. Where are the two speakers? Ten. Jack, what's the hurry? We'd like you to stay for dinner.
Well, thank you. But Helen and I have to meet my parents at the railway station.
Question. What is Jack going to do? Jack, what's the hurry? We'd like you to stay for dinner.
Well, thank you. But Helen and I have to meet my parents at the railway station.
Question. What is Jack going to do? Eleven. Have you ever seen the film Transformers 3? We went to see it last night.
How was it?
Jason thought it was extremely exciting, but I was a little disappointed.
Question. What does the lady think of the movie?
Have you ever seen the film Transformers 3? We went to see it last night.
How was it?
Jason thought it was extremely exciting, but I was a little disappointed.
Question. What does the lady think of the movie?
Henry, I heard you are going to France. How long will you be staying there?
A whole year. My aunt lives there. I'm going to attend a one-month course in a language school and spend the rest of the time travelling.
Question. How will Henry spend most of his time in France? Henry, I heard you are going to France. How long will you be staying there?
A whole year. My aunt lives there. I'm going to attend a one-month course in a language school and spend the rest of the time travelling.
Question. How will Henry spend most of his time in France? This course is really difficult, Mr. Smith.
I don't think it's all that bad, and you will learn a lot from it.
I think I need your help.
Sure. You can come to my office during lunch break every day.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? This course is really difficult, Mr. Smith.
I don't think it's all that bad, and you will learn a lot from it.
I think I need your help.
Sure. You can come to my office during lunch break every day.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Let's see what drinks you've got for the party tonight.
Everything. Beer, wine, soft drinks like Coca, 7-Up, you name it. Have you ordered the cake?
Of course.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
Let's see what drinks you've got for the party tonight.
Everything. Beer, wine, soft drinks like Coca, 7-Up, you name it. Have you ordered the cake?
Of course.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
When Michelle was 7 years old, she watched the 1988 Winter Olympics on TV. She fell in love with skating. From that moment, she knew that she wanted to skate in the Olympics too. At first, her parents thought she was too young to skate. But Michelle kept on asking to learn until they agreed. She was a quick learner and hard worker. Before long, she could jump on the ice. Ice skating lessons were expensive, so Michelle's parents had to work hard enough. At the age of 10, it was time for her to find a professional teacher. But professional teachers were even more expensive, so they had to sell their houses to pay for the lessons. Then, when she was 11 years old, Michelle was invited to skate in the 1992 US skating contest. Michelle lost the game, but that only made her work even harder. In 1996, Michelle won the US national contest and became one of the best skaters in the world. In 1998, Michelle finally got to skate in the Winter Olympics in Japan. She skated wonderfully, but she finished in second place. Still, Michelle had seen her Olympic dreams come true. When Michelle was 7 years old, she watched the 1988 Winter Olympics on TV. She fell in love with skating. From that moment, she knew that she wanted to skate in the Olympics too. At first, her parents thought she was too young to skate. But Michelle kept on asking to learn until they agreed. She was a quick learner and hard worker. Before long, she could jump on the ice. Ice skating lessons were expensive, so Michelle's parents had to work hard enough. At the age of 10, it was time for her to find a professional teacher. But professional teachers were even more expensive, so they had to sell their houses to pay for the lessons. Then, when she was 11 years old, Michelle was invited to skate in the 1992 US skating contest. Michelle lost the game, but that only made her work even harder. In 1996, Michelle won the US national contest and became one of the best skaters in the world. In 1998, Michelle finally got to skate in the Winter Olympics in Japan. She skated wonderfully, but she finished in second place. Still, Michelle had seen her Olympic dreams come true.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. People have grown corn in America for hundreds of years. Native Americans planted and ate corn long ago. When the Europeans arrived, some Native Americans taught them how to grow it. Today, the United States produces more corn than any other country. American farmers plant corn seeds in the spring, when the weather is warm enough. If a farmer plants when the soil is too cold, the seeds will die. Corn needs plenty of space to grow. It has to have a lot of sunshine and the right amount of water. If farmers have good weather, they can pick their corn by September. If the weather is too dry or cold or stormy, the corn may not grow very well. When it is ready, many farmers sell their corn. People buy corn to eat, of course. Some companies buy corn to feed farm animals. Other companies buy it to produce different foods or drinks. There are even companies that buy corn to make fuel for cars. That fuel is friendly to the environment. People have grown corn in America for hundreds of years. Native Americans planted and ate corn long ago. When the Europeans arrived, some Native Americans taught them how to grow it. Today, the United States produces more corn than any other country. American farmers plant corn seeds in the spring, when the weather is warm enough. If a farmer plants when the soil is too cold, the seeds will die. Corn needs plenty of space to grow. It has to have a lot of sunshine and the right amount of water. If farmers have good weather, they can pick their corn by September. If the weather is too dry or cold or stormy, the corn may not grow very well. When it is ready, many farmers sell their corn. People buy corn to eat, of course. Some companies buy corn to feed farm animals. Other companies buy it to produce different foods or drinks. There are even companies that buy corn to make fuel for cars. That fuel is friendly to the environment.